Hey everyone, welcome to Past Lives and the Divine. I'm Gina, the host of this podcast, and today I have another client session with you. So we are in episode 116, and in episode 115, we listened to a past life regression with a client of mine named Brenda. And Brenda came back a few months later. This session took place in March of 2022, so I don't know, six-ish months ago. And we did a spirit guide session, or also known as a divine connection session, also known as a higher self session. And what those sessions are, they're available for people who have had a session with me before. They tend to be a little bit shorter. Clients, when they get back into hypnosis, they go farther, faster. And as you can tell, the difference between Brenda's kind of just awareness and able to kind of flow between channeling her higher self and talking from first person Brenda, it's interesting to see how much more comfortable she was in that altered state in this second session. You probably noticed that from the first session to this session if you listen to that episode. In this kind of session, it is essentially like the part of a past life regression where we go through the past life scenes. Most people go through a death scene, and then after that we're in the space of spiritual guidance where we reflect on that past life, ask questions about this life, get more clarity and understanding. And basically these divine connection sessions are just that piece, but just expanded out. So people come maybe with an intention where they want to go, who they want to connect with. They come with questions for their higher self, their spirit guides. And the best way I can explain this kind of session to you is if you are the type of person like me who has paid for many, many psychic readings over the course of my life, they are, you know, some of them are more on the target, on my conscious target, or at least things that I'm consciously aware of than others. But no matter what, if it's like a cool story or a sensational thing about a past life or like something I'm going to be in this life, I can't help but just like have seeds of doubt and just totally take it as entertainment. Where the difference is in a divinely guided session like this, you are the one getting the information. So before we move into that hypnotic trance, we discuss the questions that you want to ask and I write them down. If I have any follow-up questions for clarification that I need to kind of direct any sort of details I get from those questions, any follow-up questions, that sort of thing. And then we move into that space of hypnotic trance and we get into a safe space. We call in your ancestors, your spirit guides, your higher self, maybe some loved ones past, and then we can interact with them. And when we get the answers, when we're in that space, in that hypnotic trance, totally open, deep within our soul, just like really aware of who we truly are as a soul, those answers just show up totally differently. Someone might have told you that you were, you know, some sort of woman in power in a past life, and that is cool. But like if you experience that scene, or I can tell you that your grandmother who passed away loves you, right? Logic will tell you she loves you, and it's completely different when you can actually feel her love. So they're all beneficial. But I just kind of got a thing for hypnosis. So that is what we use these kind of sessions for. So some of the things that Brenda and I talked about in this session, she was just feeling really, really blocked around connecting with her spirit guide. So she got some good information on that. And then I also shared two things that I always recommend people use, and it's actually straight from spirit guides as well, when they're feeling blocked. So that is towards the end of the session. Another thing, so right away she connects with her grandmother. She had only heard about her grandmother through her mom, so she never knew her. And her perspective was, this is my mom's mom. And in them coming together, she not only learned a little bit more about her life and just gained another perspective on it, but she was also able to just, I guess, reestablish like an actual grandmother connection, grandma connection. And that just, it really warmed my heart. I bet you'll be able to feel it too when you listen in. So yeah, another thing I wanted to call out was when Brenda, and this is actually pretty common, when a client answers a question in the space of spiritual guidance, they kind of flip between talking in first person, like client, in this case, Brenda, and then flipping to like talking in the third person. And I think it's all a part of the channeling process. And it's just how we do it is just how kind of our mind works, how our intuition works. So it's not that it's like good or bad or super advanced or unfocused or anything like that. Everything is always just, you know, it comes in as it should. But I just wanted to point that out. And I bet as a client, anytime I've brought that up to a client, they never even remember. Like, it feels just like a smooth process. It doesn't necessarily feel like they're going back and forth, which I think is really, really cool. Okay, well, are we ready? Okay, gather around the fire for the spirit guide session with Brenda.
Imagine yourself opening the door now, moving through that door, feeling inspired, safe, knowing you belong here. The details are becoming more and more clear as you step further into this doorway and into this space, relaxing into this place, knowing that you're completely safe with each heartbeat and each breath. Effortlessly and automatically, the details of this place are becoming a little more clear. You might get a sense that you're in a nature scene or a comfortable room, maybe somewhere else. Maybe you have colors or lights surrounding you, but just taking a moment to allow the details of this space to settle in. What are you aware of in this space?
It's a big stone room, like inside a mountain, filled with candles. Beautiful.
Yeah. Do you get the sense, are you there alone?
Yes.
Okay. And so is there a comfortable space for you to sit or relax or lean against or sit on?
Yes. Big lazy boy chair.
Okay, good. Good. So sitting in that chair and just getting comfortable, and imagine yourself just blinking your eyes closed in this chair, and maybe you get a sense of the shape of it, the color of it. It shifts and changes. Maybe it becomes a little more interesting or even more simple than you thought. But just imagine yourself, feeling yourself relaxing into the softness around you. Knowing that this is a space deep within you, deep within a mountain. And you can feel the warmth and the glow of the candles as your eyes, those eyelids become heavy and you relax here. And as you relax here, you sense and know the grandness of the stone around you. You know the ambiance and the warmth of the candlelight. And you feel so held in this warmth and ancient wisdom of the mountain and of yourself. And so now know that as you relax here with your senses heightened, I'm going to ask some questions. And you're just going to take the answers that come to you. And so my first question is, who do you want to call into this space with you? Whether it's your highest self, a spirit guide, maybe it's your grandmother, what comes to mind? Who would you like to invite specifically into this space?
My grandmother.
Okay, good. So just allow that message and request to reach the soul of your grandmother. She probably already knew that this was going to happen. And so just allow her to make that journey. And just let me know when you get the sense that she's with you in that room, whether she's with you in knowing, in your heart, or maybe she pulls up a chair right beside you. But just let me know when you can feel her there.
She's here.
Good. As she's here, does she have any messages that she wants to get to you? Does she have anything to say right away?
She says she loves me and she's sorry about what I'm going through with my mom, but it's just, it's a great gift to her, not my mom, my grandma.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, she just like gave me a big hug.
Oh, yeah. What does her energy feel like?
Motherly, mellow. A pretty good vibration, a very relaxing, soothing vibration. Like,
yeah. It
kind of settles me down.
Yeah.
Not like low, just comforting.
Yeah. And so, this energy that she brings, is there a time in your life, and Brenda, whether you know it right away or whether it's guidance from your grandmother, when could you use more of this energy in your life by simply just remembering your grandmother and feeling her energy? When would that help you even more?
Very often. You know, I go to the lake a lot and I feel her there.
Yeah.
When I start feeling bad, I would like to get one of those hugs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the hug feels like she's almost like merging into me, like it did when I saw that picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I like that.
Yeah. Sometimes when we have ancestors or guides who once walked on Earth, but we didn't know them on Earth, or we did know them on Earth and now they're not on Earth, it's about making a new relationship with them. And so my question to your grandmother is, whether it's receiving that hug, kind of merging your energies, remembering the feeling, what wisdom can she share there so you can feel more of her energy and love?
Call it. Don't, you don't have to go it alone. You don't have to go alone. I'm here.
Yeah.
So, this is pure love.
When you feel that pure love inside of you, Brenda, what does that feel like? Is there a warmth there or a lightness there? What does that feel like in your body?
It's a warmth, a very comfortable warmth. An electric blanket on a cold day warmth.
Mm.
This is so cool. I'm actually a little sad that it took all these years to connect in this way.
Let's ask your grandmother, is sadness the right feeling there for Brenda? Or is there an understanding that she could know about her journey or her grandmother's journey or her mother's journey? What can she know that will help her understand a little bit better that the timing of this and how maybe she feels like too much time has passed, or what was the perfection in the timing? What can she know about that?
It was time. It was just time to show up. I wouldn't say I wasn't ready. It's just, it was time. It was time.
Yeah.
And she knows I need it now. It's like my mom is leaving, and she's here to help me with that. Mm. And I just need to know that and use it.
Yeah.
She said she's glad I did this session because she's been trying to get me that information, and I just didn't hear it.
Yes, you heard something.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there is that connection there.
Very much.
What else can you know about that connection with your grandmother? Whether this comes from your higher self, Brenda, or your grandmother wants to share, what is the connection there? Are you a similar soul? Are you just simply in this arrangement in this life? What's the history there? What is that between you and your grandmother?
She's always been here with the trauma in my life. She assigned herself to be here with me. She wanted to, although I wasn't aware she was there. She's very happy that I'm discovering it.
Yeah.
It'll make a change. Yeah. Yeah, we're kind of, it's like the sessions that I did, it was her saying, take care of my baby. And now she's happy that I'm doing that. She wants to help.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, wow. She's glad I've got that feeling that she's my grandmother. She was always, my mother didn't know almost anything about her, so she was always my mom's mom.
Yeah.
And then I happened on her doing family research. Yeah, and I found information about her, made her very real. She's glad I did that.
Yeah.
She's not my mom's mom anymore. She's my grandma.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I know, right?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh. I love her so much.
Yeah, just be with her in that grandmotherly energy. Just drinking it in.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that as you feel that, it'll get easier and easier for you to naturally feel that in your everyday life.
It's totally natural. I won't have to work on it. I don't have to call her. When I need her, she'll show up. She's always here, but when I need her, she'll be like, hey, it's Grandma Birdie. Yeah, we have our souls are very closely connected. Very closely connected. Wow.
Do you get a sense of the history of that connection, whether it's past lives or maybe part of this life? You wanted to help her, and that's why you are where you are with your own mom. What can you know about your connection, like on a soul level, whether it's the history or the plan for this life?
I sense that there's a history. Not what it is. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
It goes way back. Kindred spirits, kind of.
Yeah.
Soulmate. But like, I don't, not in the sense of you have one soulmate. She's one of my soulmates. Yeah, we go way back.
Yeah, and so just know that in your everyday life, as you get just random thoughts or just visions or anything like that, know that this connection to your grandmother is growing just like any other relationship. And as you spend more time together, whatever that means for you, feeling each other's energy, you'll just learn more and more about each other through each other. And you'll be able to, as a part of that, understand your soul history and find even more peace in this life. And we know that we can rely on others and others see us for who we truly are. It can be like a big exhale in this world. And so whether those people are on the other side or walking Earth with us, it's always good to have more and more people like that and to have your grandmother there. What a gift.
Yeah.
And so with your grandmother here and maybe some other spirit guides or enlightened beings have joined or want to join. And so my question for Brenda's highest self, for her grandmother or any other enlightened beings who are there with her, my question is about her feeling blocked. She's kind of had a crappy couple weeks. She doesn't feel like she's going really anywhere in her past life journeys that she takes. She doesn't feel real connected to her spirit guide. So just wondering what other understandings that Brenda can have around this feeling of feeling blocked, and not only more about the feeling, but like maybe even the reach of the feeling, how much of her life is affected by this block. So anything that comes to mind about that.
She's let it get her down. She's let the blockage. She's allowed it. When the opportunity comes to move toward clearing it out, I just kind of don't. I need to work on it. I told you, I just woke up one day and said, I need something. I need spirituality. And I need to kind of like immerse myself in it, study it, work with it, do it. I'm letting the block stop me.
Okay. And so is there something that Brenda can know more about that block that will help her, I guess, understand when she's letting that block stop her?
She doesn't want to deal. She doesn't want to deal with all the crap. And in some ways, she's powerless with it. And there's a powerlessness that is of a type that's not avoidable. You know, I can't fix my daughter's life. Mm-hmm. I can't. I need ways to handle it without thinking I have to get in there and do something to fix it. Doing something could mean just meditating, sending Reiki. Doesn't have to be interactive. It can just be me doing something on a soul level.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So is there something that Brenda can be shown or made aware of in the sense of maybe she's trying to fix whether it is her daughter or her mother or someone else in the future or in her life currently. If she's trying to kind of fix things that she really doesn't have power over, is there something that she can do in those times when she feels powerless that will help her feel her power or give her energy to take action?
She needs to write. When I was younger, I wrote a lot. And it's been years. She needs to write. She needs to write just creative stories. She needs to write letters to her daughters that don't have to be delivered. It needs to come out. And her mind needs the stimulation. She needs to be in a different headspace. Like I'm living very secular. I need to live more spiritually in my actions. You can't just say, okay, I'm spiritual now. You need to complete actions towards it. No, not towards it. Each action is it. Mm. Yeah, each action is spiritual. It's feeding your soul. Yeah.
Good. When it comes to writing, is there a practice that Brenda has done before in her writing that she could just kind of reignite that practice? Or is there a different practice around writing that would be really simple, something easy for her to start? What can she know about that?
Okay, interesting. She has all these stories that's building up. The first past life regression, some of the others, the Grandma Birdie story. Those are all good stories. I would keep it with her. It would retain it easier. It's like you don't just go off and stop thinking about it. It's part of what you are right now. It's interesting. In poetry, she wrote good poetry. And I've been like really working on the family history. And there could be stuff in there too.
when Brenda takes the time to write and like get these stories out, not only for a creative way, but like also in a healing way, I think creation can also be very healing. And I'm wondering, is there a way for her to start that writing practice? Like, should she just do it once a month? Is it something that she can do once a day? Does she have to do it for like an hour? Like, what would help her if she's feeling like, oh, I know I should write right now, but I don't have the time, or I... Oftentimes we can make it seem like we need to do a lot in order for it to count, but what can she know about a writing practice, and like tangibly, like what does that look like in Brenda's life?
Daily. I mean, maybe I'll waste some days, maybe an hour, maybe skip a day, just, but a lot, you know, just dive back into, become a writer. Yeah, many years ago, I considered myself a writer, and I got lost along the way. So I'd rather to do that again.
Yeah. Brenda, what makes a writer a writer? Is it just writing?
Just writing, but not like just journaling, more like developing a story, making it a story. Well, it's just, it's like short stories maybe of these things, just creating it with not necessarily a message, but as a contained unit, like I, not just journaling. Journaling's not what I don't think.
Yeah.
Maybe both. She needs to write stories.
Yes, write stories. I like the idea of just the idea of the developing story.
Yeah.
Whether, Brenda, whether you feel like this is from you or your higher self or your grandmother or your spirit guides, my question is, if you were to develop a story around your life and where you are right now, how would you take back your power? What would that look like? How is writing involved? And what would that do for your life? If you were to just imagine it right now, or just allow a story to come in, maybe that you've never thought of.
It's interesting that you use taking back my power. I had like a dream of what might have been a spirit guide telling me, you've got great power and you use it for good. And you're forgetting it, remember.
Yes.
And I'm just kind of like floating around, but not in a spiritual sense. I'm just kind of going from one chore to the next. The creation, and the creation of something as a whole, like a whole story, would be satisfying to her soul.
Yeah. What is it about Brenda that makes her a good writer or a good storyteller? What's the gift there, whether she sees it as a gift or not?
Oh, I don't need them to answer that one. I know this one. I got this one. I'm good with words. I'm just good at it.
Good. Yeah. Okay. So switching gears just a little bit, this question is for your highest self. But what is the purpose of life? Just trusting what comes in. So not necessarily, I mean, if the purpose of your life comes in right now, we'll take it and we're going there. But just in general, like, what's the purpose of life? And I'm sure it's a plenty, but what would help Brenda to know right now? What is the purpose of life?
It's hard, you know, it's hard to say. I'm atheist. I'm trying to get my highest self to help me with this. I don't have any beliefs in that area.
Sometimes once we've lived a life on Earth and from the vantage point of the soul, sometimes a purpose in life might seem a little bit clearer. So my question for your grandmother is, if she were able to reflect back on her times on Earth, and if she has any insights on your purpose in life, whether it's, I'm sure there's many reasons why you chose to come to Earth with these parents and this life, but from the vantage point of your grandmother, what does she see? What's the purpose of your life?
Oh, this is interesting. I've always said my purpose was my children. It's all I wanted to do, was have children and raise them. And that's very much what she was about to do.
Oh.
We've got that. That's in common.
Wow. Hmm. When the children are raised.
I was just thinking that with her, they're raised, everybody's going their separate ways. I can't get that from her. She didn't have that experience.
Yeah.
Not in her last life, for sure. I don't know. Previously, she recognizes it, she appreciates it in me.
Yeah. And what makes someone good at raising children? Or if you found areas that you were really strong when you were raising children, when you could see, like, this is easy for me, or this is something I really enjoy, what characteristics of yours, your personality, who you are, makes you good at raising children, or feeling like this is my purpose and it's fulfilling?
It's kind of separate from purpose.
Ooh, okay.
But I always just read children were people. There wasn't a lot of emotionally dealing with a child or a grown-up. Or the same. You know, like you don't yell at a grown up in public, so why would you do that to a child? You don't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And children don't want to be bad. They want to be good. They don't understand. Here's an example from Brenda for sure. I never punished my children. I never did. I just explained what was going on and why. It just boils down to I wanted to keep them safe and happy.
That ability to explain things logically and not get caught up in the emotions of fear or, you know, feeling not worthy or anything, that's really powerful. And I can see how that would make raising children more effective and more enjoyable for you. And so my question is, I guess, how can you take those qualities in yourself and either mother yourself or nurture, which is what mothering is, nurture parts of yourself, nurture other people in ways that nurture yourself? Any ideas or insights come in about, you know, just taking your ability to nurture and guide and using it to your advantage for yourself and maybe how you go about caring for other people and nurturing yourself and what comes in about that? Anything you can know more about that, or just do more nurturing to yourself since you are good at it?
It's funny you ask that. That's the thing I was thinking about it the minute you started.
We're on the same wavelength.
Yeah. I don't know how to explain. I don't know if I understand it even.
Yeah, just take your time, let it come in. Anything you can kind of specify or get clear on helps, but know that just allowing that stuff to come in, it'll help you in the future. Like, it'll just help paint the fabric of your knowing and your just your direction in life. And so just allow it to come in, share anything that seems to make sense, but just take your time.
She's not at a space to know how to do that. That's a huge task. That's what she needs to work on.
Oh.
Yeah, spiritually, how to take that and turn it inwards to herself.
Yes. And so if Brenda were to do that big task or work to get there every day and turn that nurturing inwards, how would that affect her feeling blocked or anything else in her life? How would it benefit her life if she was able to harness her nurturing, protective, mothering energy and turn it in on herself?
It would be phenomenal. It's too big to know. This is my highest self is saying it's too big to just say an answer now. It's a project to work on. It's something to study.
Ah, okay.
That's something to figure out. That's the purpose. That's her purpose.
Ah, we got there.
Yay.
Look at us.
Who'd have thought? Damn, we're good.
Okay.
That, it's such a problem that I can't just think of something to do, but if I'm going to reach higher, I've got to work towards it in a gentle, loving way to figure it out.
And so through that lens of, you know, it's such a big answer, it's the purpose of life. In the tiny moments in life where Brenda is making a decision or whatever it is where she knows that, ooh, this is a turning point, is it those moments that she needs to ask herself, how can I nurture myself? How can I mother myself? Is it in those moments? And there's just so many of those moments in our lives that it's too big to just say one answer. Is that the thought there? I guess is my question. And if it is, how can she do it?
It's just, I've got to develop that understanding, that knowledge. I it's not there. And this is, I'm interacting with my highest self right now. And it's like, you don't just jump and fly. You're not Batman. It's big. It's a big project of, wow, like from starting from zero, from nothing, for knowing, almost not even being able to see the picture, to work on it piece by piece. Study it, practice it, It's too big to see right now. It's step by step, one foot in front of the other.
Okay.
The trip of 1,000 miles is taken one step at a time thing.
So my question for your highest self is whether we can know what the next step is, or just if Brenda already knows what the next step is, just confirm it. Or as she's taking her next step or trying to figure out what her next step is, if we can't know what that step is, what can we know about what Brenda could or should embody to make it a more peaceful transition, or whatever it is that she's going through in that moment? What are her next steps on this journey?
I like Bahia Sal. She's kind of cool. She said,
you, baby. That's a good step.
That's pretty cool. She's pretty cool. Like, wow. She's very understanding and kind to me. I like her. Yeah. I don't remember the question.
Well, I feel like you maybe just answered it. And the question was, if we can't know kind of the next step on this big journey of, turning that motherly energy inward, then maybe the next step is just embodying more of that for yourself. And maybe it's just connecting more with your higher self. Like, what does my higher self have to say today? And maybe some days it's nothing, and maybe some days it's like earth shattering.
It's a connecting more, asking for guidance, getting the guidance, taking the guidance. This is,
Good.
Yeah, this is life changing. I watched a YouTube video yesterday on the steps of spirituality. And it says you get there two ways, chaos or just wake up. I was like, well, I got the chaos, but I didn't hit the spirituality. And it said, and when you get there, you're just going to, the next step is bliss.
Wow.
I thought I'll never get to bliss. I think, Gina, yeah.
You're so close. I mean, we all are so close. I feel like it's kind of a...
You have to see it.
Yeah, it can be startling, yeah. Like how simple it is or how it's always there. But to experience it, like with your conscious mind and your subconscious mind, are seeds that will change how you show up. And that changes our lives. And to know... like this starts and ends with you. Like this is your power.
Yeah.
You're just opening yourself even more to that. And I'm just giving the suggestions to your subconscious mind to help Brenda stay aware to how the seeds of her work right now, just help her stay aware to like, sometimes the quietness and the appearance of nothing going on after we plant a seed, and for her to be able to know she planted these seeds and just wait for them to bloom in her life. And in blooming, her curiosities and her interests will be guided even more to things that bring her even more bliss, to things that help her awaken more, even though they might be painful. It's just another reason for her to trust herself and again, see her power. And that is the gift of touching your power, is being able to trust yourself, trust the wisdom that you get from your ancestors, your spirit guides, your highest self. And that's where you are, and you see how close you are and how it's always there. And so just taking that with you. Before we come back to the present moment, anything else that comes in, Brenda, that you want to share, or any other messages for from your grandmother or even your spirit guides, if your spirit guides have a message. I know that they're kind of a part of the block. Maybe they have a message about the block. Maybe you're blocked, so you connect with your higher self.
Oh, that's interesting, because they just think they're either not interested in showing up or it's just my time. I'm not ready. I think that's the answer. I think today, because it was frustrating the hell out of me.
Yeah.
But I think I needed to connect with my grandmother and my higher self.
Yeah.
I'm not with the others yet on a conscious level.
Yeah, sometimes.
Go ahead. I've got a lot of work to do with them. That's where I want to, yeah. I don't care about the guides right now. I want to work on these two things.
Yes, and that is your next step.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can get distracted by I don't know if this is your case, but we can get kind of distracted by the spirit guides and the story and the cultural narrative around it, where it's like a lot of us, what we really need is to reconnect to our power. And it's right. Really super simple, slightly boring, and really fucking dirty to do it. Mm-hmm. But the payoff is so great.
Okay, like either I'm not ready to connect, or maybe I don't need to. You know, there would be a connection, but maybe not like something I can visualize. So maybe work on feeling it instead of seeing them.
So let's do that. Just planting the seed in your subconscious mind to be aware on all kinds of levels, even the surprising levels on which your guides communicate to you. And so just noticing that more and more and being open to discovering what that connection is like uniquely for you. And maybe that connection is, hey, focus on your grandma and your highest self right now. But I feel like they're always kind of guiding us if we want it. It's just they might be doing it kind of covertly because you should be thinking about something if you really want to get somewhere. So just knowing that, I think that is wisdom to take.
Can you ask for them to come?
Oh, hell yeah. You want to ask for them to come right now?
No, I'm all about my higher self and my grandmother. That'll be the next session.
Yes. So what I will say about that is you can ask for their help, and that's actually the most powerful thing you can do if you feel blocked. And then the second powerful thing is to show up and listen. And that takes quiet time. So that could be your writing. If they're going to talk to you during stories, or if you learn from your stories, like that might be a way to communicate with them. So you are completely in control of that. And you can always talk to them and you can always listen. And sometimes we don't really get anything, but just knowing that that connection is open and being aware of all the ways that guidance can come in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So just taking a second here in this space and knowing that you can always come back here in meditation, in your mind, on a walk, or sitting somewhere with your eyes open. And just sending love and gratitude to your grandmother, to your highest self, and taking that connection in this time, in this trust you've built, just sending them love and gratitude.
That feels good.
Yeah.
Kind of a bubbly feel good, like we're interacting, like we're sending each other.
That is cool. Yeah, that is real. Yeah. So just taking that feeling with you, knowing that you have this connection to them all the time. So know that every day, more and more, you're able to embody that nurturing, mothering energy to yourself, to the world around you, and you're able to fully connect to your grandmother, your higher self. And just know. Oh. Yeah.
I just had it. Okay. It just all kind of connected. Okay, the kids are grown and gone. I need the nurturing, the mothering. And here's the grandmother and the highest self. They just showed up right when I needed them.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Brenda! I have full body chills. That's really
cool. I do too.
Oh my God. That is rippling through the universe.
It's ripping. I'm getting ripples of goosebumps.
I'm still tingling.
Oh my God. It's, yeah.
Oh, what a powerful message. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah, just
that
is true and deep, and I can't wait to see how that blooms in my life and your life. That's beautiful.
Yeah, because it's always my own decision and I can't make up my mind. And this is like a little triangle of us, as you know, us working together with all the same insight.
Yes. Yep. Well, it's so cool when we get a peek into timing like that.
I know, right?
Oh God, the magic of the universe. Just to feel it, to appreciate it.
That
alone can be fulfilling. So taking that with you, as we just begin to kind of float away from that space, sending love and gratitude, knowing that.
There it is. That is our episode for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you are interested in having one of these sessions with me, you can go to pastlivesandthedivine.com/schedule, and you can go ahead and get on my schedule. I believe probably by now my fall schedule is full, so hop on my email list. You'll find that on that page, on that website, and hop on my email list and you will get notified when I open up my schedule again in January. So my schedule will be opening up in January. So that means I'll probably send out the email like end of November-ish, beginning of December. In the meantime, just take anything that feels good and just leave the rest.